When you hear the date June 12, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it a person? Abiola. Is it a feeling?
He knew my feeling. I knew his feeling on the country generally.
While in incarceration, Chief Abiola's health got worse, and on July 7, 1998, he passed on.
At this time, our preliminary opinion is that the death was due to natural causes.
An incident that led to even more protests.
Is it nothing? On June 12, 1993, Nigerians came out to vote in what many have described as Nigeria's freest and fairest elections.
The presidential election was generally seen to be free, fair, and peaceful.
The election results were later annulled by General Ibrahim Babangida's military government, but unofficial results polled by the National Electoral Commission showed that wealthy businessman and political newbie Moshood Kashimawo Olawale Abiola, more commonly known as MKO Abiola, was the winner.
As president, Nigeria has every reason to expect from me a clear vision when it comes to the management of the affairs of the country as a whole.
In Nigeria, June 12 no longer feels inanimate. It has taken on a personality of its own and amassed what often seems like a cult following. But why exactly is June 12 so topical? I'm Wale Lawal, the editor-in-chief of The Republic, and the host of The Republic's June 12 podcast. In six episodes, I'm going to take you through the significance of the 1993 June 12 elections, and together we will explore the zeitgeist of the Babangida era and what it was like to witness MKO Abiola's political rise. We will answer questions you didn't know you had. For example, what did former president and military ruler Muhammadu Buhari, alleged coup plotter General Vatsa, and MKO Abiola all have in common? Well, to start with, they were friends with General Babangida.
He's a good friend. We served together and we are still friends.
And how did General Babangida become Nigeria's military ruler in 1985? What were his political ambitions, and to what extent did he pave the way for a democratic transition? If Babangida wanted democracy, why did he stall several times and eventually annul the 1993 election results?
I consulted the president himself, and he gave the assurance himself that the commitment to civilian rule from August 27, 1993 was found, settled, and irrevocable.
We will get a better sense of who MKO Abiola was, what he stood for, and what his potential presidency meant to Nigerians.
If that election had not been annulled by the Ibrahim Babangida junta, Nigeria would have today joined the rest of the world, would have been a leader in it.
When we talk about June 12, we often say that it was an election when Nigerians voted despite ethnic and religious biases. Is that really true? Over the course of this podcast, you will meet people like Baba Aye, who was a student activist during Babangida's era and was involved in the student protests that followed the annulment.
Babangida had managed to fool so many people when it first came into power. But after year on year, exposés of the corruption and his enrichment whilst asking people to tighten their belts, people were fed up and wanted it to go. Don't forget that.
You will also meet people like Sarato Abiola, MKO Abiola's daughter, who grew up in the shadow of the June 12 election.
I don't engage with June 12 as a political reality. It was my family. It was a big thing that shaped my childhood and eventually my life.
Some episodes will uncover the lesser-known stories in Nigeria's political history. Stories like the controversy behind May 29 being selected as the initial Democracy Day before the Buhari government changed Democracy Day to June 12 in 2018.
Even fixing May 29 as Democracy Day and all that was grossly insensitive, taking into consideration the anti-Igbo pogroms of May 29 to the Civil War. It was insensitive.
Other episodes will provide new takes on the stories we grew up hearing about. Stories like how MKO Abiola amassed his wealth and what actually made him popular.
Abiola made his money from business. He started as a technocrat with a multinational company, the ITT.
What we're going to establish is that Nigeria's history is incredibly dynamic, very exciting, and holds key lessons for us today. 30 years after June 12, we have the opportunity to take a closer look at Nigeria's democracy. We've just concluded a highly controversial election that is still making headlines for high levels of rigging, voter suppression, tribalism, and electoral malpractices. It all points to one thing. It is the perfect time to relive Nigeria's freest and fairest election and figure out what lessons June 12 holds for us today. Subscribe to The Republic now. The first episode will premiere on the 1st of October and will be available wherever you listen to podcasts.